Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Matthew. Thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let us start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and continues to do. Merciful Lord, grant your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me and give me understanding. I ask that you draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. For He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons. For they had rebelled against the words of the Lord and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So He bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. And they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. For He shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He sent out His word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell the deeds and songs of joy. Some went down in ships doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, His wondrous works in the deep. For He commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven and went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men and were at their wits' end. They cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves were hushed. And they were glad that the waters were quiet, and He brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of men. Let them extol Him in the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. And there he lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing, they multiply greatly, and he does not let the livestock diminish. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. But he raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The theme of this entire psalm centers around this. Because of what God has done, we can thank him for his steadfast love. It takes many forms of blessing, of correction, of savior, of shepherd, of avenger, of provider. What an encouragement to reflect on God's steadfast love for his people. I love the definition of steadfast, resolutely firm, unwavering. When challenge beyond comprehension comes our way, we find shelter in the steadfast love of the Lord. When we find ourselves in seasons of plenty, we account it to the steadfast love of the Lord. I encourage you to read this passage a few times and highlight how the steadfast love of the Lord manifests itself. Then look at the response of his people. Use two colors to highlight and see the ebb and flow. You'll notice God arrives, and it results in thankfulness and worship. When we're in the pit of despair, we can call out to God whose love is unwavering. We can know that his love for us is unwavering. We can remember his steadfast love, and that enables us to develop steadfastness in our own lives. Because of what he has done, we are able to do. Take a few minutes to write down one thing that God has done that shows his steadfast love in your life. Place that somewhere you're going to see it throughout the week and reflect on God's love for you and for his people. Lord, you are a good Father whose love is perfect and unwavering. I am so undeserving of your kindness and grace, and yet I am so desperate for you each day. Thank you for who you are and what you have done. Thank you for rescuing me each time I find myself lost. Thank you for being someone I can trust fully. Lord, I want to know you more. I want to be satisfied in you alone. Help shape my desires around your will so that I might delight in your ways and not chase after my own fleeting desires. Help me be satisfied with nothing but your goodness and love. Help me to reflect you to those around me in everything I do. Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come. Amen.